The number of people in America who can be paid more for overtime hours is about to change dramatically.
Dude, do not stir this up. I don't need any more drama, all right? Seriously, I just watched Nurse Jackie and I cannot handle any more drama right now.
The Labor Department sent its updated rule to the White House for final approval, and the change could go into effect within 3 to 6 months. Before you understand how the pay works, though, you have to be sure you know what overtime is. And you know, if there's a term we all say but don't really understand, it's time to break it down. Overtime pay is the extra money you get when you work more than 40 hours a week. But have you ever wondered how we came up with 40 hours as the standard work week? Not long ago, there was a viral post going around social media that said, "Unions didn't create the 8-hour day and the 40-hour work week. Henry Ford did." But like so many viral posts, that's not true.
Where'd you hear that?
The internet.
And you believed it?
Yeah. They can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
Where'd you hear that?
The internet.
The first time we see mention of a mandated 8-hour workday in this country was just after the Civil War. Illinois passed a law that included a small number of workers, but that law wasn't really enforced. At the time, and for decades before that, it wasn't unusual for workers to put in 12, 14, even 16-hour days before they were allowed to go home. The issue of working hours became a national conversation in the late 1880s. It was, in fact, a union that pushed the issue, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions.
Well, there was a time before trade unions, when working conditions were dangerous, and when a day's toil was paid for with half a cabbage.
When the group couldn't get lawmakers to mandate the 8-hour workday, and they couldn't get businesses to agree to it, they started staging demonstrations. One protest in Chicago turned into a riot. In May of 1886, a peaceful march was disrupted when someone threw dynamite into the crowd. Dozens of people were injured, and at least 11 were killed, including a number of police officers. It's now known as the Haymarket Affair, and it's the reason people observe May Day, also known as International Workers' Day or Labor Day. May 1st is when the rest of the world celebrates Labor Day. America celebrates it in September, but that's another story. We're talking about working hours and overtime. By the time Henry Ford was desperately seeking more factory workers in 1914, the country had still not adopted the 8-hour workday as a standard. Ford made headlines and recruited a lot of people by promising they would only work 8 hours a day.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
But that did not translate into a 40-hour work week. Why? Because most Ford employees worked 6 days a week. In fact, most people worked on 6 days in the U.S. and picked up their pay packets at noon on Saturday.
I love these lazy Saturdays.
It's Wednesday, Homer.
Work!
Almost 25 years later, President Roosevelt signed the Fair Labor Standards Act into law. That law created the minimum wage. It also limited the work week and required that employees pay their workers at least time and a half for any hours exceeding the limit.
Without question, it starts us towards a better standard of living and increases purchasing power to buy the products of farm and of factory.
By 1940, the 40-hour work week was the standard, and overtime, as I'm sure you've guessed, is anything that goes over that limit. But those rules were created to protect blue-collar people. So managers and administrators were exempt. So were some waiters and housekeepers who might work non-standard hours. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, more than 40% of American workers are considered exempt or not eligible for overtime. That includes everyone who makes more than about $24,000 a year.
So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
The Department of Labor has proposed making significant changes so anyone making less than $50,440 a year will be eligible for overtime pay. That would increase the earnings of about 5 million people.
Pretty good.
Yes, it is. It is
pretty good.